Ink by Alex Siller. The dog is full of milk and tired. Worth, self, tiny parasites, convulse across skin, gollop for teats, never finding, never latching. A child cries streets away, unheeded, dog at your feet. Eyes pleading brown and still, the quiet of a body pain has entered. The dog's belly echoing. The cries go nowhere but around or further inside. Your word is commentary, not poetry. The word sorry repeatedly dropped from my lips, but never yours. Sharp shadows angle across, spreads of white space, something expected, something ink. A word isn't endless. It falls repeatedly. The persistence of the hungry, those parasites punctuate but don't stab. They plead, need, honour truth, those old-fashioned, somewhat earnest things. A child cries nearby. You can hear her over the TV, dishes, argument, posturing. The child cries and the dog at your feet is full of milk and waiting to be fed. Previously, full circle ellipses, the world pictured but, in this panel, warm, wide as ore. A window frame showing night by black ink, white stars, ruffled hair on pillow, loose Superman pajamas twisted, limbs flung far, tiny big man so gentle in sleep, so sweet in my chest, thought bubbles gently curving like clouds. Later, rising conflict, three-quarter glass of vodka, spitting through mouth, words going under, blurred figures, lights haloed, hum, laughter. Do you sup the words? Do you hope to be transformed by an other? Your words are 24 proof, bold ink underlined. The lights are too bright and everything's muffled. I wish I wasn't here now. I wish I wasn't. Round ink ellipses. Next page, sometime later, sound effects, jagged edges, knocking. Close-up of two policemen filling the door. Heavy belts, weighed down by the job but not this. They separate the couple, record statements. A quick in and out, a known routine. He says he believes you, knows he's lying. The alcohol, the room turned over, the state of you, the wild distress. You don't want to press charges, though, do you? Previously, the speech bubbles, extra large words, gobbing from your wet, angry mouth, crawling out of their panels, filling the page. Phone in hand, held away as she's pinned down, dispatch angry, insisting on address. Howling too much to answer, you pressing down on her, the weight, inability to move, so familiar, the hands where they shouldn't be. Thought bubble, but what could she press charges for? Instead, police order issued, man in singlet walking off, disappearing into deep shadows of street, the dog following alongside in the gutter. Illustrations perfectly drawn. Your words make light of things. Your captions read, the blonde closes the door on a harrowed room. Destroyed lamp, close-up of hand holding piece of wood. Fractured from upturned chest. Paper every place, shivered glass, sending light reflections far over the page. She carefully places everything back, settles disarray. She tries, though. Angles are dramatic and things won't turn the right way up again. Here, without a word, I'm tightly shading the comic, filling in detail. The endless mid-tones amidst tensions of dark and light ink and page. Spend hours on the fur of the dog. Draw crawling parasites everywhere. Part the fur of the teats. Never finding, never latching. Only hands, ink, you, repeatedly crawling over the page, over her body, in the gutters. Finding traces of dog.